true crime podcast where best friends and next-door neighbors, Willow and Lillian, spill the tea on murder, mysteries, and other things that go bump in the night. So get your favorite teacup ready, and let's get into it.
Welcome to Cruelty Podcast. This is Lillian, and with me is Maris.
Hello.
Hi, it's Maris Monday.
This is a very special Maris Monday.
Hold on. I want to do a little theme song.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. Special report. Not breaking news, because this isn't happening. Well, it's ongoing. It's ongoing.
I'm Mulder, and you're Scully.
Really? I thought we were both... Look, the way I take this, trust me, we're... All of us are about to go on a journey together today.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm talking about something I said I fucking wouldn't talk about.
Is it Bigfoot?
No.
Oh.
It's worse. When I remember when I saw the memes of this little crusty dried up alien mummy, I said to myself, I says, I ain't covering that on the podcast. That's the dumbest shit I ever did see. It looks like the edibles just hit.
Yeah.
For that little dude. He looked like the memes where it said, is it cake? I wondered, is it?
I was intrigued, though, because I'm older.
I was like, paper mache idiot shit mummy.
I joined every subreddit, and I was like, I'm going to follow this loosely.
Loosely.
Loosely. I didn't follow it closely, but no. I was intrigued, but it kept going. It kept growing and growing, and more mummies were found.
Yes, and we'll get into that. Yeah. But this is an unprecedented Maris Monday, because this is part one of two.
Two.
So mummies, electric boogaloo, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But today I'm going to tell you all about them. I'm going to go on a journey with you. And so we're going to get started.
Yes.
Yeah. So after the U.S. had their UAP hearing, which determined that there is some UFO shit going on, there were highly credible witnesses. And I covered this in depth, so you can go back and look at our episodes from the summer of last year. And I'll see if I can remember to link it. I'm not going to remember. I never remember. So you might want to listen to that. You don't have to listen before, but it'd be cool to listen to it after or whatever. Listen to them both at the same time. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you got two ears.
God gave you two ears for a reason.
Right. Both of them for our podcast.
That's right.
Okay.
So the too long didn't listen is the government has a shadow black budget program where we get crashed UFOs and try to back engineer them in addition to having craft and weird materials. We got the bodies too.
Mm.
We got dead aliens, bitches.
Yeah.
And lots of credible sightings by our U.S. military, etc. Got it? Good. Onwards to mummies. So later that year, in 2023, in September, the Mexican Congress had their own hearing of sorts, and some dudes just straight up rolled out two bodies in boxes that looked like E.T., better days.
Was it that Jamie guy?
We're not going to talk much about Jamie Musan today, but I will mention him later. Just come with me on this journey.
I'm just going.
So you guys have seen the little mummy dude, little crusty mummy dude, right? Mm-hmm. Little dried up E.T. looking like he's had issues with crack cocaine.
He's seen better days, right?
He has.
Yeah.
And we all looked at this and we all went, stupid hoax. Because, right, they just had to be. They looked like things cobbled together from animal and human bits like the Fiji mermaids of the sideshow era.
Right, right. And that's what they were saying as llamas.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Naturally, mainstream media, and I hate saying that because it makes me sound like some right-wing douche canoe, but it is what it is, just had a field day with this shit. News segments played the X-Files theme, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, and everyone made jokes. No one took it seriously, and after the memes died down, we all forgot about the little high-as-balls dried-up mummy dudes.
Right, yeah. Well, it was like... discredited, you know, right?
We thought.
James Fox movie or something. So
there's movies and documentaries and everyone's yelling, whatever. Yeah. But here at Maris Monday, we believe in dumb shit.
We love dumb shit.
We drink the bimbo juice, okay?
Yeah.
Not the Kool-Aid.
We will follow the rabbit holes until we're tired and go back.
Yeah. And as a result, these guys are real. I mean, aliens are real. The government fucking said so, if you're squinting. Encounters have happened since the dawn of time. Probably helped guide our evolution. Get on the bimbo juice train, teabags.
Yes.
Because we're believing in mummies.
We'll look at them. That's how I feel.
I'm believing in mummies right now.
Okay.
Why
not?
I don't care to not believe in mummies. I don't care to believe in them, so I'm going to choose to believe.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I'm older. I have to believe. Yeah.
Step one. What is a fucking alien anyway? This is important to discuss. We got to have a baseline here.
Yeah, okay.
For the purposes of this episode, something else. Mm-hmm. Some other. Not an animal. Not an aminal. Not a fish. Aminal. Not a whale.
A sky jellyfish, perhaps.
Nothing like that. Nope. Another thing.
A thing.
Another thing. Okay. But not human.
Right.
Something weird.
Something weird.
Because we're getting weird. They could be anything. Demons from another dimension. Who the fuck knows? Maybe some other species of life that's always been here hiding from us. They're just other and weird. Good?
Right.
Good.
Right.
Alien. That's what an alien is for the purposes of this episode.
Weird stuff.
Weird shit. Now on to the mummies. What the fuck are they exactly? Mm-hmm. Well, most mummies, like Egyptian ones, or mummies made on purpose, not your natural mummies, those happen, have the internal organs removed, but not these guys. They're desiccated corpses. Kind of like beef jerky you'd make in a food hydrator that your mom got in the 90s from an infomercial starring Ron Popeil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But instead of that, they're dried out by a thing called diatomaceous earth.
Is that a mineral?
Diatomaceous.
Marie?
No. Diatomaceous earth is made of microorganisms that suck up moisture.
Okay.
The mummies were covered in that, so all their moisture went away. They got, like, rigid, so you can't bend them, and they're just dried up little mummy guys.
Okay.
The mummies were found by hoqueros in Peru and Chile. What is that? It is a grave robber, and these are not archaeologists. They are bad dudes who rob ancient sites to sell their goods on the black market. Okay. They don't want to put the things they find in a museum because they don't give a fuck. This is not Indiana Jones, though it would be cooler if it were.
Do you think they got jetpacks?
No. Maybe.
Yeah.
Fuck, these guys are really serious, and like, they're armed and they will kill you.
Yeah, I was making a joke, but no, yeah, you're right.
No, they're fucking like horrific criminals, y'all. I'm not playing. And they're evil. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, according to the grave robbers, there are over 50 mummies. Mm-hmm. And all of them are similar, but they're also all different.
Right. They're not.
They're not all
dolls,
the same.
Where you're trying to kind of make them the same.
No. 10 of these bodies have been studied pretty extensively. And by that, I mean for years. And I will link to the website so you can go look at them, including CAT scans, x-rays, fluoroscopes, 360-degree pictures, and printouts of their DNA results from the testing that they've done. Mm-hmm. They even named them. And we'll be talking about some of these little dudes today.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. 8 of them have the label of humanoid reptiles.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to talk about today because there's not much information on the other two.
Okay.
But they're not mammal or reptilian. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. The two mummies that were presented before the Mexican Congress are named Mercutio and Clara. I'm not going to list all the mummy names. Who cares?
Okay.
So now that we know some brief details on the mummies, we're going to talk about some of the people that are involved. There are journalists, biologists, and archaeologists. The journalists would be Haimi Musan, and like some of the scientists are going to be like biologists that specialize in genetics and anatomy and physiology, and they have been studying these crusty little dudes for years. One of the scientists is named Dr. Jose de Jesus Zalque Benitez of Mexico. Benitez, excuse me. I can't speak Espanol.
Bueno, yeah, no bueno.
Manzana? That's what I know because the owl told me.
Yeah.
And he yelled at me. He testified in front of the Mexican Congress about these mummies. He has a bunch of credentials, but we drank the bimbo juice, and I don't want to take up all of our time going over them, but he's legit.
Okay.
He has worked with the Mexican Navy and has done work in forensic as well. He is a real scientist and not a woo-woo bimbo like me.
Right. Me too.
We also have Jose de la Cruz Rios Lopez, the former Secretary of Health in Campeche in Mexico. He presents the data on his social media, like X and shit, and Facebook. And there is a radiologist on the team, a surgeon, and finally, the archaeologist Terry Jamin from France. It could be Jamin or French way. I don't fucking know. I don't care.
Right.
It was Terry that bought the mummies from the grave robbers. After doing so, he contacted the Ministry of Culture in Peru, was told to go fuck himself because he claimed he had aliens and everyone thought he was a crazy person.
Yeah.
He has been trying to get mainstream scientists interested in these mummies for 6 years.
Right, so these mummies ain't new.
No. And well, it's longer than 6 years now, actually. So scratch that. In many years. Okay.
In about a decade-ish. Right?
Probably. We're about there. Yeah. In fact, in 2018, there was a hearing about them in Peru, and some excellent and compelling evidence for these things being real was presented. A lot of what I'm going to be going over right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't hear about it, did we?
No.
No, we did not. I did research for this podcast.
I've heard of the, I think it's called the Atacama. I think is that the one?
I will discuss the Atacama mummy in a little bit.
Okay, because that's the other one.
But it was not included with this, ever.
Okay, it was never. But what,
never.
Okay. Sorry, it was dumb.
No, it's fine. I will link the video of this hearing, and I do believe it has English subtitles.
Cool.
So what must be determined are kind of a few things here if we're going to be dumb bimbos who believe everything. One, are these genuine and what I would call coherent remains, which means if I look at them under like an x-ray or CAT scan, do they make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Are they genuine in that they're not cobbled together bullshit, like a llama skull and like pieces of fish bones or something like that?
Because that was the meme that was going around when this was popular, was that it was actually a llama skull, right?
Yeah, but it's not.
Not a llama skull.
Not a... I mean, I guess it could. I will talk about how you could construct one of these, because mm-hmm. technically you could, I guess. I'm dubious, but we'll get into that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have coherent remains, we have to start asking some really serious questions here, because they look like fucking little alien dudes. And remember, my definition of alien just means other. It doesn't mean from space. So let's keep that in mind, bimbos.
Right,
let's
not
go.
Space. It could be from Earth.
From here, yes, like a species we just don't know about. Because of all the similarities, they shared a fucking dinosaurs and I'm not even playing.
These could be lizard people.
They definitely are.
Lizard people.
No, they definitely are.
Dang, you think so?
Okay. They are reptilian humanoids.
All right, we'll go over what your notes then.
So let's look at things that point to them being genuine remains, not cobbled together Fiji mermaids. Because these things are way weirder than you think they are. I promise. So they have done DNA sequencing, and I'm not sure how many of the 50 mummies that were tested, but we know the mummy named Victoria was. And the reason why we know that is, and they picked her mummy,
okay.
is because she's seated and has no head. So she's already damaged.
Right.
Likely her head was taken by grave robbers. It's clearly been broken off.
Okay.
And so we did the tissue sampling and DNA sampling of Victoria. They took deeper tissue samples and skin samples from Victoria. So we're not scientists here. I dropped out of community college.
Mm-hmm.
Maris dropped out of art college.
Yeah, I'm a real dumb.
We're fucking dumb as hell.
Yeah.
In fact, yeah, we're zooted as we speak.
Yeah.
So my knowledge of DNA comes from Law and Order.
Okay? Yeah.
Bong, bong. That's SVU. Where I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially heinous, etc. So we're not going to dive into like the DNA because it's boring. I mean, it's not. It's cool that it's science and stuff, but all of us are too dim to understand. So know that Victoria has DNA, and said DNA is weird as hell.
Hmm.
Has some human DNA in there.
Dang. Well, I mean, everything on Earth is like related. Like, aren't we all like related to bananas
and pigs
stuff?
And monkeys and shit?
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's why to me that doesn't say it's related to human. It says it's from Earth.
That's kind of. That's what the DNA sort of suggests. Yes. Yeah. Thank you for simplifying.
Because like we're all cucumbers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We share DNA with fucking cucumbers and mushrooms.
Right. So it's from Earth is what, not that it's like humanoid.
No. So here we go. So let's talk about now how weird they are anatomically. We're going to focus on the mummy named Josefina, who is likely female. I mean, probably, given what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
They are humanoid, bipedal, meaning they walk on two legs. They have no hair, no nasal septum, no nipples, a shame, because we all love a good nip-nop.
That means it's not a mammal then, yeah?
Exactly. They have big heads, and their heads are almond-shaped from the side. Their heads are just terrifying to me. They're just gross looking.
Mm-hmm.
Blech. They have retractable necks.
Like E.T.
Like E.T.
Okay.
No ear holes, and they have reptilian-like skin. They have no teeth, but have two bony plates on the top and bottom jaw that are articulated hinges.
Like one long curvy tooth, like the Mecklenburg?
Yes, but more cartiloid, not toothy. I don't like
that. Yeah. I guess, do snakes have them like that?
I don't know. No, okay. They have teeth.
No, but like it folds.
It'd be more like dinosaurs had that.
Okay.
Sure, like Triceratops, I believe, had the bony plates on the top and the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't chew food, though. So they suck up liquids. Yum. Mm. They have a food orifice that is very small, so food wouldn't really even fit through it, which reinforces that they just primarily, their sustenance is liquids.
Okay.
Josefina has eggs. Three of them. With one forming near the oviduct. There is a cloaca, and that's a vent like lizards and birds have,
okay.
Which opens to a vagina where there is connected to a cervix that connects to the inside of the uterus, and they have elongated oviducts. The eggs grow in the abdominal cavity and are expelled through the vagina, so this creepy little shit lays eggs. Jesus fucking right. Christ. Okay,
so it makes... Because like, I think I was seeing on the internet that people were... discounting it because the eggs were really big, but I guess it's normal for a bird. Like, it's like a bird, though. It gets a big egg and then
this
it lays
thing
it.
Is very much like a bird. Gotcha. Which are very much like dinosaurs.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. She has a tridactyl hand and feet, which mm-hmm. means she has three fingers, no opposable thumb, and they have three joints on each finger, and it ends in a flattened claw. Mm-hmm. Similar to one creature in particular. Can you guess?
No, not at all.
A fucking velociraptor.
They're velociraptor people?
Kinda.
Dang, that's crazy.
Her feet are ostrich feet, pretty much. Getting weird.
Yep, okay. It's weird. It's weird now.
Her bones are hollow, like bones of a bird, or like some dinosaur bones. She has one bone in her forearm, and only one bone in the lower leg, which is weird because everything on Earth that walks around has two bones in those places, including humans.
So what does that mean? Because I'm a dum-dum.
It means they didn't likely evolve here. Because bony fish. So we started out in the primordial soup. Beep, boop, boop. Mm-hmm, we turn mm-hmm. into little single cell things and eukaryotes and things like that. And then we turn into fishy things.
Mm-hmm.
And bony fish... had good bone structure so they could eventually crawl out of the water,
mm-hmm.
seeking better food and resources, which led to dinosaurs, etc. Got me?
Yeah.
So bone, it means they did not evolve from bony fish like almost everything on Earth did.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Hmm.
More about the skin. Josefina has continuous skin. That means not sewn together. No cuts or tears or seams. Her skin is most like a lizard's or other reptile. She has no sweat glands or mucus glands. I can't say the word, so I'm not going to do it, but like it's literally just lizard skin, pretty much.
Okay, it's a big word.
Which means that they don't like excrete water like we do. They don't mm-hmm. lose water through the skin.
Does that mean they shed?
Possibly, yes.
Okay.
This one also had warts.
Oh, gross.
Little scaly wart things.
Yeah.
Yucky. In addition, the mummies have different numbers of ribs. One might have 11, like Josefina. Mm-hmm. Others might have 8 or 10. And these ribs don't... Okay, so we have like cartilage in our ribs, right? Yeah. Our rib cage, so it's not like continuous that way. Mm-hmm. There's just circular ribs that go all the way around their torso.
Yeah.
Which may imply they don't breathe the same way we do.
Okay.
Because even snakes, you know, they have more circular ribs. Do you see they're more reptile-like than human?
Yeah, the other thing is why do you think, why aren't their rib cages consistent? Because, like, between people, we got the same rib
We don't shape. Know.
Yeah, that's really strange.
But part of it is kind of teased, especially with one of the mummies we're going to talk about later. But,
you know, I guess not all dinosaurs are shaped the same.
So. No, listen to me.
Okay.
Is that there was genetic engineering going on, and they're mutated.
To think of that.
That's I'm going to get real weird with it in a minute. This okay. is kind of scary, honestly.
Okay,
this
I don't
creeps
know what to
me
think
out.
Of that, no.
Yeah. But the weirdest thing about these mummies is probably the metal implants. Only three of the mummies we've seen so far have these implants, just under the skin and over their bones. And those implants are made of something called osmium. It is one of the rarest metals on the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. And these mummies have been carbon dated as being as much as 1,000 years old. And back then, man did not know how to smelt or even mine osmium. There is no example of osmium being used in the ancient world, not once, mm-hmm. not one time. Yeah. It's very deep in the earth. It's very small pockets.
It's rarer than platinum.
Much rarer than platinum.
Yeah.
So could I, an average idiot, get osmium? Yes. For $1,500 for 3 grams.
Okay.
These things have as much as, like, I would say 10 to 12 grams of osmium on them each.
Right.
So I want you to think about that. If these are a hoax, okay? And osmium isn't easy to work with. It requires special conditions.
Yeah.
It's not like I could just use like a torch and melt it. These are not crudely made implants. They're very elegant and smooth.
Yeah. Okay.
They weren't hammered.
Right. That is, I have no way of.
The osmium is the weirdest shit. Yeah, the weirdest part. Even if these are fakes, these are weird. Mm-hmm. Because where someone rich, you would have to be fucking rich.
So you can't just like cobble together with llama
skull. I think
skull
I did some brief.
This.
No. Well, you could. But then if you put the osmium on there.
And the eggs.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Just the osmium alone. That's all I want to talk about.
Yeah.
If you have faked these things, just the osmium alone would cost upwards of like $500,000.
Yeah.
Who's going
to
do that?
Put it in the caves in Peru.
Yes, with other ancient untouched things.
Right. So
it's not just the mummies in these ritual caves, okay? It's other shit. There's like pottery and crap. Mm-hmm. These are legitimately old.
Yeah.
Some of them, at least. So who would spend all this money and precious osmium for a hoax? I don't think anybody would.
Or how? Like I said, and then you're going to have to go like sneak it up the caves in Peru?
Yeah, we'll get more into that.
Okay, yeah, right.
In addition, the mummy wasn't likely put together from other bits because of all the connective tissue. It simply connects where it's supposed to.
And yeah, and you said that one mummy had it on, like, their skin was completely, like,
continuous. All of these are, by the way.
You couldn't, there would have to be a seam somewhere or something.
In addition, the skin has no cuts or seams or glue.
Right.
There are organs inside the body. Mm-hmm. In order to fake this thing, because I gave it some thought, my friends, and here's what we got to do. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You would have to perfectly glue together a skeleton from bones you find both that are hollow. So they have to be big bird bones like an ostrich, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to make it rigid somehow. After making it rigid, you would have to glue on the connective tissue just so. And perfectly. Have you ever worked with connective tissue, friends? Because I have. I took honors anatomy and physiology in high school because I'm a nerd. And the fascia, the connective tissue, is snotty. It's snot. You're not going to be able to glue that. Then you would have to put organs inside it. Eggs. I don't even know what kind of eggs they are. The osmium implants. Josephina has one on her chest, for example. Then you would have to take a tube of reptile skin, stretch it over this rigid skeleton without breaking or tearing it. To do something like that, if it even could be done, would cost enormous amounts of time and money. And then you take this thing that you spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on and you sink it in a cave in Peru, cross your fingers that grave robbers find it so you can perpetrate your hoax.
Yeah, it's just nuts. Sometimes there's weird stuff.
Sometimes there's weird stuff.
Yeah.
So here's something we're going to talk about,
because
I think it's interesting. Is elongated skulls in the regions of Chile and Peru, where the majority of these mummies have been found.
Mm-hmm.
The people in the like Nazca area would bind baby skulls after they were born to elongate them. And right. It makes them really look like these little crusty dudes, right?
Yeah.
And if they, you know, they still have like the oral traditions passed down why they did this was to look like they're gods.
Yeah, so you think they worship these things?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. And I have some theories. We'll get into those in a second.
Okay.
In addition, you may say, well, why fucking Peru and Chile? So it's kind of weird that they're only in one spot, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except we see representations of the mummies in art, in ancient art, all over the world, including cave paintings of tridactyl-handed, big-headed creatures.
Mm-hmm.
A good example are the beings were depicted in ancient Japan, known as the Dogu statues. They look just like our little crusty mummy dudes. Exactly.
Yeah.
They have three fingers on their hand. They even have the pattern of the chest implants.
Doesn't Australia, like native Australia people,
to say the Aboriginal peoples of Australia also depicted things very similar to these.
I don't know. That's crazy.
Maria is probably one of the most interesting of the mummies. She's nearly 5 feet tall. She has no ears, no hair follicles, because her skin's preserved.
Mm-hmm.
She has tridactyl hands. But that's because they grew that way.
Mm-hmm.
She also has more phalanges than a human being. Human beings have three.
Right.
And if you peel back our skin, which don't, then we do have four.
Yeah.
But we are only using three. She has five. So naturally, five.
She's just got real big, crazy hands.
Long, skinny, three-fingered hands with no opposable thumb.
Yeah.
But Maria is otherwise very, very human. She has human organs and a human brain and a human head. But her skin is strange. She has no hair. Like, she doesn't have sweat glands. But in that same cave was found a child, like a mummy of a child, a human child, perfectly human in every way. But they cut off two of her fingers on each hand. And two of her toes on each foot.
Okay.
So that she looked like them. And we don't know if this was done post or pre-mortem. We have no idea.
So it was, it looked
the human. Child was mutilated to look like Maria.
Right.
The mummy. It might have been her mother. We don't know.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Because Maria seems to be a hybrid of these things between human and whatever our little crusty dudes are.
Yeah.
Except we can't mate. Because they lay eggs. They don't give birth to live young. They gestate outside of their bodies. So, well, they would have to use technology to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So just let that swim around in your brain pan and make you feel weird inside.
Well, I got flipper feet. Maybe I'm a hybrid.
Maris does not have flipper feet. He has something called prehensile feet. You want to explain to them what that is?
Oh, my feet look like hands.
They do, and it means he has, like, ancient ancestry. Yeah, like, ancient. True. That's true. Monkey feet is what he has. Yeah. So, yeah. I think it's very, very cool. And so, the second part, we're going to focus on the controversies around the journalist that presented this to the Congress, and that's Jaime Maussan. He's a UFO guy. He used to be kind of an investigative journalist in Mexico. He got into UFOs in the 90s, and then he has been proven to have hoaxed things. Because I don't want to just go in blindly bimboing, believing in things
for
real.
Well, we are that. We are the bimbos.
But I will be talking kind of more on the skeptical side on the next episode. However, I will remind y'all there are some things that have not and cannot be explained, like the osmium, the DNA, and their weird skin.
Yeah.
Just can't be explained.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is what we kind of knew in about the 3 months preceding the Mexican congressional bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. But y'all, there's more mummies now.
More mummies?
Not found by Terry Jarman or whatever you say his name. Uh-huh. And not pushed forth by Maussan. A brother and sister found some of these mummies.
Okay, where? In Peru?
In Peru.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think they're photographers, if I remember correctly. So we're going to be talking in part two about these, which are actually weirder and look legit. They look more legit, even. So we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be talking about the political issues and legal troubles that are now surrounding Maussan and Terry Jarman.
Yeah,
because
Peru's
of
mad,
these.
Right?
Peru's now pissed. But what's interesting is that Terry went to Peru first, and they didn't want to hear about his fucking mummies, and now they're pissed about the mummies. And what confuses it more is we'll talk about the fakes that have popped up.
Okay.
Because there definitely have been fakes.
Yeah.
Now, what was the mummy that started with an A?
The Atacama.
The Atacama mummy is, if you looked at it, it's very small.
It doesn't look anything like the ones you were talking about.
No, but it doesn't look human either. It looks real weird, right?
It looks like a little, like if G.I. Joe was a skeleton.
Yeah, but a real elongated head.
Yes.
Very weirdly shaped head.
Weird, like gross looking. It looks
scary. Yeah, it looks demon-y or fairy or something.
Yeah.
And so this has been used, the Atacama mummy has been used to discredit the Nazca mummies, which is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because DNA said that that mummy was just a really, really, really deformed human being.
Yes. And I don't know if I know that's what the science says, but I just...
If you look at it, y'all, it is one of the, and it lived for a while. It wasn't
like
a baby.
4 years old or something.
And it was only like 2 feet tall.
Yeah. It looked like a fucking G.I. Joe, but a skeleton.
It's very creepy. We're going to talk about that mummy more in the next episode in our part two, because I'm going to be talking about the things that people conflate with these Nazca mummies to try to discredit them when they have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the mummies are real for real. We just believe everything on this podcast, but they are for real weird.
Yes.
And there is something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do believe there has been a concerted effort to make fun of these and ridicule them in the same way the UFO phenomenon has been made fun of and ridiculed in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
And we all know now that was part of the Black Ops project to discredit people by making them look crazy.
Yeah, I have to look into that Kona Blue stuff, like some kind of like reverse engineering program.
There's
or something.
Yeah, there's some more alien news. Yeah. We're going to be having a kind of an alien month in May because I really went heavy on the cryptids, right?
Yeah.
So we need to get back to the aliens.
Get back to our roots.
We need to believe, okay?
We need to believe.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it for today. I'm breaking it up in two parts because I felt like it flowed better. I also got tired of mummies, like, halfway through taking notes. I was like, fuck these mummies. They're weird.
Yeah.
Like, because when I first saw them come out, me and Maris were both just like, okay.
No, I was
going to
keep an eye on them. Keeping an eye on them.
I appreciate that about you, but I was just like, this is the dumbest fucking bullshit I've ever seen in my entire fucking days. And I shrugged it off, but then I kept seeing it pop up in Reddit and other places. And then I listened to a video about somebody kind of doing a fair assessment.
Yeah.
And like a good skeptical assessment, but just a fair assessment, making no conclusion at the end, except that these mummies are weird and do deserve more study.
Yes.
And more study has happened since this, like, I just wanted to introduce you to our little friends, okay?
We call them the buddies. That's what you call them on Reddit.
They're the buddies.
Little buddies, yeah.
They're our little buddies, and I wanted to get you guys familiar with our little buddies, because this could even go into a part three.
Dang.
It's possible.
That's deep, deep alien lore.
I'm not going to sit here and talk about the little crusty buddies for, like, 2 hours at once, so you're going to get what you get. And you're going to be happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Suck it.
And now, business time.
Business time.
Business time. I don't have a lot. I am tired. I am wanting spaghetti so bad right now.
Yeah.
That I don't really want to do anything
else.
You
really need a hot
dog. Huh?
You really want a hot dog.
Makes me want a hot dog real bad. But I want spaghetti. Yeah. I always want spaghetti. Yeah. Me and Maris couldn't buy hard cider today because it's Sunday and our state's stupid. Stupid state.
Stupid state.
Stupid
we need
Jesus
some fucking
rules.
Cider.
I want some Satan rules.
Yeah.
They give you hard cider if you have a baby.
Dang.
That's what I want. No, but I just don't have it in me to do business today because I don't care.
Yeah.
So here's what you got. You're going to have your links in the description. You can go to our Discord. You can buy yourself a fucking cool ass t-shirt.
Do it.
You can send me hate mail that I won't read.
Don't do it.
Yeah, just don't waste your time. Just
don't,
hate me quietly.
Go hate someone else.
Yeah, dude, like, I'm nice, kind of, and I
just want spaghetti.
I just want spaghetti, and that's who you're hurting, okay?
You're hurting spaghetti.
Yeah, me, small, in my bed, eating spaghetti and being stoned and sad. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, monster.
Okay, and so, in addition to those links, you can look at, like, Maris's art, you can talk about her books, everything's in there.
In there.
If you're listening on YouTube, first of all, hey. Hey.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Thank you for subscribing, people who have. And if you haven't, fuck you, do it.
Yeah.
Hit the buttons. You know which ones.
You know.
We've all been on YouTube long enough to know it's the little bell and the subscribe and the thumbs up.
Even I know that.
Even, and he doesn't even look at YouTube because he's like an 85-year-old man.
Yeah.
So, and leave a comment. You could even leave several, and I will respond to
only
all of
them. If they're
nice. If they're mean, I'm just going to delete them and laugh at you, make fun of you so much to, like, everybody.
Yeah, you small wiener anyway.
Yeah, like that. Like, really vile, mean stuff, and you're going to even feel it in the force, and it's going to make you sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So leave some comments, like and subscribe, and join our Patreon for more of this bullshit.
Yeah.
Because if you listen to this and you're like, you know what? I loved this.
I do a podcast about reality TV.
Will you fucking tell people about it?
It's called Reality.
Oh, shit. That's a play on many words.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Well, I did all the Sister Wives.
Yeah, we did all the Sister Wives.
And now I'm working through 90 Day Fiancé.
What's next, though?
Next is...
Dance Moms.
Dance Moms.
Because that shit's ridiculous. And also, I've been informed... Cisgender men do, in fact, listen to reality.
I don't believe it.
I know. I think it's like Bigfoot or Mothman, you know? A cryptid. So if you're listening to either this podcast or reality and you're a cisgendered straight man...
I don't believe in you.
You're a fucking cryptid.
You
so congratulations.
Cryptid.
And we should cover you.
Yeah.
And rate you on the fuckability scale uncomfortably.
I'm not going to do that.
I will. I'm not a coward.
I am.
Yes. Anyway, hey, if all you can do to support this podcast is listen, thank you so much. We love you guys. We're almost at 4 years doing this shit.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe it?
No.
No. Okay, that's depressing. Anyway, goodbye.
Bye.
And good night.
Us on your social media platform of choice. Linktree/cruelty has all of the links. Check out our Patreon for exclusive episodes, merch, ad-free episodes, live ghost hunts, and much more. Please be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded weekly. Thank you so much. See you next time. Music and production by Libby.